This recording, Ontario 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time. She was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. The UEFA Champions League is a European club competition for soccer, which is based for the elite soccer clubs of the top European countries, and it's a very difficult process the way it starts from the very low-rated countries, from Cyprus, Malta, Belarus, where their entrance into the competition starts earlier than from when the big clubs enter the tournament. So this tournament basically starts in July, where teams are drawn to face other teams from different countries in order to enter the round of 32 of the elite tournament. So clubs are drawn to face each other in a home-and-home match where one country will play at their home stadium, and then the following week they travel to the country's opponent and they play there, where the team advancing is based on total aggregate of goals, where if the teams are identical after both games, for example, a 4-4 result, combined goals of the both games, the team that scored the most away goals in the game would proceed to the next round. However, if they score the identical goals both home and away, they would just proceed to the overtime period, which is 2 15-minute minutes followed by a penalty shootout. And after this, same thing happens for the second round, where another draw is taking place, then same thing happens, and then the third round draw, where some of the stronger teams enter from countries from England, Italy, Spain, Holland, basically all the elite teams that did not win their league championship in the previous year. So you're looking at, for example, in England, the top two teams automatically would qualify for the Champions League, where the following third, fourth place teams would enter the third round draw and have to qualify by beating their opponents. The way the rankings are set up are by coefficients, where the better the results the team gets, the higher their country's coefficient is ranked. So again, teams from Italy, Spain, England, France, Germany, and there's another team where automatically two countries will qualify. after the round of round three, the 32 teams remaining are drawn into four groups of eight, where they would play, or eight groups of four, sorry, and they'll play each team twice. So they'll play three games at home and three games away, and the top two teams winning advance to the next round, where they drop different teams from the other groups. However, they can't play against teams from their country. And so forth and so far, and it goes on to the quarterfinals, semifinals, until the finals are reached and a champion is crowned.